Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ma'am, that's right. It's time to sit back on the ranch with us right here on Making8.com. We want to welcome everybody into our show tonight. Want to thank all the Making 8 maniacs for tuning in. That's right. We sure do appreciate you. It's time to get things started on a Sunday night. And as always, we got to bring in our co-host, the lovely Leah. Leah, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, doing great. Did you finally get to watch that video that was just popped up there on our chat room?
Yes, I did.
Pretty intense stuff, huh?
Crazy.
I know, right? Well, we'll talk a little bit about that here coming up in just a few minutes in our show. We got a lot of PBR, PRCA news to talk about. We got to also talk about some of the Making 8 coming up events. We got some cool things rolling. We're going to talk about... We're going to talk about some green goop, Leah.
So you got to love green goop.
Oh, yeah. And so if you guys don't know, if you, the fans that are tuning in, don't know what green goop is, stay tuned. We're going to talk about it. I believe that that Miss Leah is going to explain some of that to us. And want to let you all know, it's not too late to donate. You know, we've got this donation thing running. We've got Cody, PBR News for You, is throwing stuff at us out there. You got to make sure, if you have not already, get over to making8.com, go over on the right-hand side of the page and click donate. It is not too late. So hurry up, get on over there. We're going to tally up the final results at the end of our show today. We'll give you the final count tomorrow as to what's being donated to those four organizations. And we have got to thank everybody for helping us out there. What a great thing that everybody has done, you know. And thanks to Cody for starting it. But thanks to all the Making 8 Maniacs out there for, you know, really contributing and donating a little bit out of their pockets as well. You know, we really, really do appreciate it. And if you're a guest tuning into us for the first time, we would definitely want to welcome you guys. Make sure that you sign on with Blog Talk Radio. It doesn't cost you anything. You can register. Come back into the chat room. Scroll down the page. You can log right on there and sit down and chat with us. We'll have a great time. So we do appreciate y'all tuning in as well. Hey, it's Sunday night, getting ready to start the week off just right with Making8.com. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll get right into it. This first break is going to be brought to you by, well, you know what, Leah? We don't have a sponsor for our first break, which reminds me, if y'all are looking to sponsor Making 8 and get your name out there and get some advertisements from us, make sure to contact us. You can contact us today, just don't make it too late. So we're going to start things off with a little bit of Luke Kaufman right here. How about a little bullhand to get us started on a Sunday night? You're listening to the Back on the Ranch show on Making8.com.
Running up the trail through the towns and shows where the fiends are getting high.
Jesus cross. I heard you might be him. If you are him, here's my list.
Help the Marines make Christmas possible for less fortunate children. Donate a new toy to Toys for Tots.
All right. Welcome back to MakingAid.com as we sit back on the ranch, talk a little bull riding, and talk a little rodeo with you. We're looking for a great show. Of course, I got my co-host for the evening, the lovely Leah. And Leah, welcome back.
Nice to be here.
Yeah, I know. You just don't talk, girl. I'm telling you what, I'm gonna find a replacement for you if we don't get you out there. But you know what? We really can't replace you, you know, for all that you've done with Making Eight. For you, the fans that are out there, the Making Eight maniacs that are tuning in, all the graphics that you're seeing up there, you know, the logos, even the new Making Eight maniac logo that's coming out, all the work of Leah. So you guys have got to thank her for what she's done. And we're going to get that logo fine-tuned. We're going to get it fixed up just right for you guys, and then we're going to get it on some shirts and hats and stickers and send them out to you guys. We're going to make sure that y'all can get a grip on those, and we're going to have some fun with that. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
That's right. Let's see. Looks like Dave's asking on the chat room there if I was talking bad about it. Y'all don't tell him how bad I was talking about him now while he was gone, all right? And you know what? Before we get started, Crisco, I see you in the chat room over there. Honey, I've got to say congratulations to you. You know, for you guys, the fans, we got on Twitter this morning, and Crisco was talking about her team, the Dallas Cowboys, and how good they were going to do. And, I was kind of giving her a hard time about it. I was giving a few people a hard time today on Twitter and Facebook, but I was kind of giving Crisco a hard time, telling her that the cheerleaders probably have a better chance of winning than those Cowboys, and I was wrong. I was wrong for once. It wasn't pretty. So, yeah, you know what? Congratulations to you, Crisco, and I definitely had to open my mouth and insert foot on that one. And you know what? I might actually have probably apologized to Luke Snyder. I was kind of hard on him today. You know, if you guys are not following some of these PBR bull riders, you guys have got to get involved and listen to these guys go back and forth. Well, Austin Myers, one of the new ones on Twitter, he kind of jumped up there and was mentioning something, and I asked him about it. He was talking about how cold it was, and he said something about his beard. I asked him to make sure he had his beard with him, you know, because, of course, being as cold as it is, it's got to kind of grow that fur coat. And he said he had one, and he posted a picture, and I said, well, holy cow, it almost looks as ugly as Luke Snyder and Brendan Clark. And Luke didn't find that too funny at all. But it was kind of funny. You know, so I apologize to you, Luke. It's nothing but fun for you, buddy. I hope you didn't take it wrong. Anyways, Luke's a really good guy, and I know those guys had a lot of fun. They were actually out doing some hunting this weekend, him and Brendan and Skeeter. From the sounds of it, I guess Brendan and Skeeter got themselves a pretty good-sized buck, and I guess Luke got himself a little elk. So nice job for those guys. I saw the pictures, and I think Luke was about ready to shed a tear over that one that he got.
That was huge.
Yeah, it was. It was a big one. Let's see. What are we at? What's going on in the chat room here today? Yes, Crisco, you need to get over and follow Luke Snyder. I think you can find him. Luke Snyder 82, I believe, is his Twitter name over there. So you can get over and follow him. Make sure you do. He's a pretty cut-up type of guy. He's a lot of fun. Go over and give him a hard time. Tell him Making Eight sent you. I know he'll love that one. what else we got going on? The donations. You guys have got to get out there. We're still a little short of our main goal, but you guys have done so well. So you guys have got to get your friends, get your family over there. Tell them to get over and donate. You know, it's not too late. We've only got a little bit of time left, but we got to try to meet that goal there. And Cody's done a fantastic job, and we certainly appreciate what he's done. So, yeah, thanks, Mr. J-Lay, for putting up that link for us. I think I was right on that Luke Snyder 82, so right on. Let's see, what else do we got? Well, you know what? I know some of the ones were asking there if I actually put pants on today. I put pants on yesterday. Why do I need to put pants on today? I did it one day a week, you know. I mean, really, come on. Give me a break, people, you know. Now, really, I do have pants on. But one of our fans said that they were going to be in their pajamas, and I said, well, if they're in their pajamas, then why do I have to wear pants? It don't make any sense, right?
There's no telling.
Yeah. All right, moving on. Next subject, right?
Sure.
You know what? One of the things I want to get some quick feedback on from the fans out there, the Making Eight Maniacs. I know you're out there. I see you out there just having a big old good time right there in your spandex. Wait a second, Karen. I don't wear spandex. Jay Lay said he wears spandex, not me. I don't wear the spandex, but that does remind me. You know, I was listening to the radio this morning while I was sitting here trying to figure out what I was going to talk about on the show, and wouldn't you know, Stuck Like Glue comes on. Now, if you guys watched the CMAs, did you watch the CMAs?
Me?
Yes.
I saw a little bit of it. I saw their performance. My sister came in my room and changed the channel so that way she could watch it in here. Why she did that,
okay, so,
I don't know. She has to figure it in her room.
Okay, but you did see that. You did see Sugarland up there dancing and singing Stuck Like Glue, right?
Yeah.
Did you see the spandex she was wearing? God, Leah, they looked like they were stuck like glue to her hips.
But it went with the tutu.
No, that was terrible. That was terrible. All right, Cody, I hear you asking about the chaps there. You know, there was a big, long joke this morning. I'll tell you what, I was on a roll this morning. I had a Facebook war going with a good friend of mine, Scotty Plowman. He's been on our show before. One of the funniest barrelmen out west that you'll find. I mean, this guy's great. And, yeah, it got pretty bad there for a little bit. We were going back and forth and ended up getting somehow on the subject of talking about wearing spurs and chaps and nothing up underneath and how drafty that could be. It's a funny picture when you – yeah, well, it's a – you know, and the thing of it was is I used to wear it out to eat, you know, and wife didn't like it too much, though. Neither did
the
people behind me.
You wear your spurs and chaps out to eat?
Yeah. Yeah, why not? I don't know.
Please
right.
Tell me you didn't take your pants and your boots.
Oh, of course I did. Anyways, moving on. All right. So, North Carolina Bull Riders asking right now for me to tell them about the new cameras. Now, I'm not going to tell about that. You guys are going to have to tune in this week. Next Friday and Saturday, we're going to be having video broadcasts. We might have the cameras in time for our show on Wednesday that we're going to be doing, our video broadcast on Wednesday, but we're not 100% on that. But we will have them for the show Friday and Saturday, so you guys can tune in. Going to see some really cool stuff right here on MakingEight.com. So, yeah, do not miss that opportunity. Let's see, what else we got? Jaylay, what do you want to talk about? Jaylay, we'll make a Jaylay show. Jaylay, come on now. I actually talked with Jaylay yesterday. He's kind of a funny guy, or at least he thinks he is. He really is, though. He's a good guy. I spent a lot of time talking with him yesterday. So, yeah, don't miss the show on Wednesday. It's going to be a really good one. And we just got word that Canada – PRCA finals, is that what it is, Jaylay? I think it's the CFR. Anyways, Tuff Cooper won the tie-down roping there, so he's world champ there. Great job for him. Congratulations. And we're going to actually have his traveling partner on our show here coming up. Shane Hensey is going to be with us on Wednesday, so you guys want to tune in. We're going to bring you some live video footage of it. You're going to be able to watch him practice as he gets ready for the Wrangler National Finals. Currently in fifth place in the tie-down roping. So should be a great opportunity. And you guys, if you haven't talked to him, make sure to go follow him on your Twitter and follow him on Facebook. He's there on both pages. And, yeah, you don't want to miss those. Don't want to miss the opportunity to see this guy. He's a great guy. He's a cut-up. He's a lot of fun to be around. If you check out his website, he's got some great videos. Looks like he's a lot of fun, and we're gonna bring Making Eight down there. We're gonna have a lot of fun with him. So, yeah, it'll be a good time.
What time is that airing?
It is going – you know what? That's what I want. You know, I'm getting sidetracked here, Leah. Come on. Your job is supposed to keep me on track, and I keep wandering off. That was what I was going to – I needed to get some feedback from the Making Eight Maniacs. I was thinking, would it be convenient if I moved our show up a half an hour? Now, we're already talking about doing an hour-long show, lunch hour rodeo show, okay? Would it be better if I moved it from 12:30 to 1:30? Or should I just keep it from 1 to 2 Eastern time? You guys tell me what you think. Let's get some feedback during the show. We'll make a decision, and I'll let you know at the end of the show what we're going to do for tomorrow. Let's see. Jay Lay's letting us know Rocky Farrington won the 2010 Louisiana Rodeo Cowboy Association bull riding last night in Shreveport. He's one of them Cajun cowboys. Jay Lay, congratulations, man. There you go. Send us up that link on Facebook. We appreciate it, buddy. Let's see.
What?
I don't know. I'm just trying to multitask here. You know I don't do that well.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm trying to get to figure out if I can help you with anything.
Yeah, probably not. You don't talk enough to get me, you know, to help me with anything. Oh, Miss Donna Davis is actually tuned in on the line. She's heading back from Dallas, so Miss Donna, make sure that you travel safe out there, and we appreciate you tuning in via phone. We know you're out there. What else? What else we got? Oh, North Carolina Bull Riders on. Good Lord have mercy. You know, this guy here. You know, Crisco, you don't have to worry about him being careful when he rides. He's not a very good bull rider, so I'm just kidding. I'm messing with you, Junior. That's Junior Jones out there for y'all that don't know, the North Carolina bull rider. Anyhow, let's see. What else we got? Oh, the PBR Bazillion Finals. Anybody been watching that at all? I can't understand a word they're saying because I don't speak Portuguese. But looks like it was pretty exciting. I mean, I know they had some pretty good rides out there. That was really fun to watch. We also had the Cody Williams benefit going on today. And I know that we've been getting reports, been getting tweet updates from Miss Sandy out there. And I want to congratulate them. It really sounded like they had a great time. As a matter of fact, Cody White was the winner. He's a local cowboy up there in Oklahoma. And he donated his buckle to Cody's best friend, as well as some of his earnings back to the cause. So, you know what? That's a stand-up guy right there to go out there and win the money like he did and win that buckle and turn around and donate it. I would be proud to know that guy. He's, you know, Cody White. So congratulations to him for winning that deal. All right, Leah, you're not talking. Oh, wait. What's Jaylay talking about? Open mic night at the comedy club? That's right, Jaylay. Come on, bring it. Let's see what you got, buddy. I want to see what you're made of here. Look, we've got Miss Ann with us today. Ann Brumbeck from Sports Medicine. How are you doing, darling? Well, you know what, Ann, don't do that yet today. We've got a show coming up on that. We're going to talk about this next week. We're going to lead into it this week. We're going to talk a little bit about it. I've already made arrangements for that, but that's going to be going on, looks like, next Sunday. So stay with me there, Ann. Let's see, what else is going on? We got the CFR happening, the Cody Williams benefit, got the PBR Brazilian finals underway. Man, I'm running out of stuff here already. What's that?
Read what Jaylay just put on the chat.
Uh-oh, what did he put?
At least I can get a laugh without dropping my pants.
Wow, Jaylay, that's underneath the belt, brother. I'm going to have to ban you now. Come on, now it's a family show, man. You can't be getting that rough, man. No, really. Jaylay, I appreciate that, but... you know, they laugh at you before that happens, so I'm not worried about it. it's one thing when you don't even get that far, you know what I mean? Really, come on. Let's see. I'm not getting any feedback yet on that on the showtime. Should we move it to 12:30? Should we bump it up? And that'll kind of give some of the Eastern, you know, guys the deal. We can move it 12:30 to 1:30. Give everybody, you know, on the West Coast a half an hour, you know, towards the end, and give the East Coasters. It's up to y'all. Y'all tell me what's going on. We can do it either way. So, yeah, it looks like Cody's out there kind of helping us out. We got a lot of guests out there and want to appreciate them. We definitely appreciate them. Want to say howdy to them. I'm trying to read some of the blogs here. Yeah. Junior said he liked
it. Up.
Yeah, I see that. Yep, I see that. Okay,
oh,
we got two.
For moving it up.
Yeah, but the one's Junior and the other one's J-Lay, and I don't know what kind of votes. Maybe if we put them together, they could get one single vote.
They're each a half a vote?
Yeah, they each get half a vote, so. Wow, looks like we're having some technical difficulties there. Had some people having trouble getting in. I don't know. Are y'all still with me? Can you hear me now? Come in, Tokyo. Well, sounds like everybody else is listening, but what do you say we take another break there, Miss Leah?
Sounds good.
We got some more big news to talk about here coming up. I know, you know, I don't want to let on fully, but I want to let y'all know that we got some big things rolling with Making Eight, and really excited about it. So y'all stay tuned. We're going to take another break, and this next break is going to be brought to you by LeFou Bull Riding World. That's right. We're going to talk a little bit about Gary LeFou here momentarily as well. So y'all stay tuned, rodeo fans. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Back on the Ranch show. How about we kick things off with a little bit of Haphazard and Say I Won't. This is a little different version.
My mouth as I tie my left hand down, and I drew a bull they say can't be rode. 450 cc's, full throttle burning that old gasoline, and I'll ride this thing as fast as it'll go. I can sleep when I die, there ain't nothing I won't try. Because Kane never could, so I always put all my blood and sweat on the line. Some say I'm a fool, I don't play by the rules. Well, I push the limits every time. Well, I do what I feel, if you don't think I will. A 1080 over the wake, and I motion to the driver, hammer down. A heli drops above the trees, the only way down is strapped to my feet. And I'm alive when I feel my heart drown. Well, I'm gonna live my life, stay on that porch if you like. Because Kane never could, so I always put all my blood and sweat on the line. Some say I'm a fool, I don't play by the rules. I push the limits every time.
cowboy. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy runs in your jeans.
All right, welcome back on the ranch here, making8.com. That's right, we're bringing it to you on a Sunday night. Got my co-host, Ms. Leah, with us, and we're kind of hanging out, having a good time. Now, last night, Leah, we did have a good time. You were able to come back here and actually sit back on the ranch with us, right?
That was a blast.
We did. We had a good time. I know my kids about probably drove you nuts, didn't they?
Not at all.
Yeah, well, we had a good time. And we actually enjoyed you coming down. Now, we actually went down to a youth rodeo down here, Top Hand Challenge, where my oldest son, Austin, was riding steers. Didn't do as well as I kind of expected. But, you know, I'm kind of surprised. Last month, he did great. But he had his girlfriend there watching him. So I think that, you know, that kind of got him out there where he had to ride a little bit better. This weekend he didn't do so well, but he did make it past the big old cow pile or the horse pile that was sitting out there in the arena.
Yeah, we were debating on that. We're like, I hope he doesn't fall off right there because then you'd have to ride back with him.
Yeah, he'd have been riding back in the back of the truck for sure. I know because I've had to do that myself. But anyways, yeah, we had a good time. Now, when you guys came back here to the house, it was you and your mom. You guys were able to sit back on the ranch here with us and the Making 8 Ranch. And we had a good time. We just kind of sat back and talked a little bit. But your mom brought a dish over, and it's called Green Goop. And I'd never heard of that before. So tell us what Green Goop is. I know the fans, the Making 8 Maniacs were asking, what the heck is Green Goop? So what is it?
Okay, Green Goop, it's Cool Whip, it's potassium pudding, marshmallows, and pineapple. Now, it doesn't sound the greatest, but it's awesome.
It is good. It is very good. So if you guys have not had an opportunity to come check out some Green Goop, you need to get down here, at least come over here to Florida and share some with us. We'll have our lovely Leah come down and bring us a bunch of Green Goop. It was fun. And Jay Lay,
Green Goop is the easiest thing to make.
If Jay Lay, if you want some Green Goop, you just let me know, buddy. I'll send it to you, care package, courtesy of Making 8. Might not be as tasty, though. But anyway, yeah, we did have a good time yesterday hanging out. And you know, we got to sit back. We watched a little bit of college football. We talked a little bit of rodeo. We talked about things going on. There's some cool things in the works. You know, like I said, we've got our logos that we're working on. Really trying to get the logo set up for our Making 8 Maniacs so we can get some shirts and stuff made up. And, man, that's going to be a whole lot of fun to get those out to those fans out there, huh?
That's for sure.
Yeah, Jay Lay saying it'd be brown goop for me. Yeah, you're right, buddy. It probably would be.
Well, we can use some food coloring.
Yeah, we can. We'll dress it up a little bit for you. We'll make sure it's green for you, Jay Lay. Anyways, now Jay Lay's going to be my favorite go-to guy. But, you know, I got to talk a little bit about this deal we had going on this morning. We had a lot of fun. Yeah, you're right, Ann. Ann made the comment here on the chat room that I've been in rare form all day, and I'm telling you, I have. It doesn't come to me too often, but boy, I'll tell you what, when it hits hard, and I was full of it today. So we're going to bring up this next caller. She wants to give me a hard time about it, so let's see if we can't get her on the air. Miss Ann, you're back on the ranch with us. What's going on?
Hey, Scotty. Hey, Leah. How are you guys? Long time no talk to you.
I know, right? It has been a long time.
It has been. Hey, first of all, I have to tell your Making 8 Maniacs and your listeners, you guys have absolutely got to be here next Sunday night for the deal that Scott is doing. It is just the most amazing story, and I am so excited to be part of it and excited to tell you guys about it. You guys have to tune in. This is going to be just phenomenal. But
yeah,
Scott,
we do.
I got to tell you, I thought I was going to have to put you and my old friend Scotty Plowman in timeout today. I'm telling you what, man.
Yeah, we were kind of in rare form, the two of us, man. We were kind of going at it. Now, Scotty Plowman, he's a good guy. He's been on our show. Great barrel man, great funny man. But you're right. He kind of stepped in there talking about announcers. He said something about the reason why we don't have announcers on our show is because they already have a show, The View. And so I guess we were compared to The View today. And that kind of set things off and kind of put the ball in motion. Well, I'll tell you what, we just didn't let up. I mean, me being an aspiring announcer, I kind of had to defend those guys somewhat. But we did have a lot of fun with that. Me and Scotty went back and forth for a while there. And I think I actually stumped him once or twice where he just didn't know what to do.
I think you did. You know, I have known Scott. I've been in this industry 15 years, and I have known Scott for almost all of those 15 years, and I love Scotty to death. Hi, Scotty, if you're listening, I know you're sitting back there laughing. But I'll tell you what, you two, I kid you not, I thought I was going to have to put you two in timeout today. And then, you know, when he made the comment about The View and I said out, I thought, man, Scott just got compared to a bunch of girls.
Yeah, right.
Well,
like
but you
a bunch
know what,
of women on the show. That's crazy. And I'm the only one hosting most of the time, with the exception of Leah, and she's a winner.
You know, it's so fitting because you know my nickname for you. So
yeah, don't
you know,
go there. Don't go there, Ann. Don't go there.
When he said it, I just couldn't help but to laugh because, I mean, you know, and I don't think Scotty Plavin knows your nickname. I might have to tell him that, but I just thought it was just way too funny to not get involved with you two on that deal. That was something else. But you were definitely in rare form, and I was starting to worry that Scott may have some competition all of a sudden.
Yeah, he just might, huh? What do you think? Aspiring announcer / aspiring funny man. We'll bring it. Now, I'll tell you, though, Luke Snyder did not find me very funny today.
I saw that, too. I saw that, too, and I might have to give Luke a little email there, and you know, because I mean, you know, we're all from the same area, all of us. So, I might have to talk to Luke and say, hey, you know, let me give you a little info on Scott, and let Luke take a little couple jabs.
Yeah, it was good times. It was definitely good times. Well, hey, Ann, listen, I'm not gonna hold up much of the time here. We're trying to keep the phone lines open, but I appreciate
absolutely
calling in, darling.
We will definitely next Sunday. I am so excited for everybody to hear what's going on. It's just amazing, amazing stuff.
Yeah, got a good story for next weekend, so you guys stay tuned. Thanks, Ann, and we'll talk
to
you
this week. You're welcome. See you guys later.
All right.
Bye.
You know we have like 10 votes for her to say the nickname, your nickname, right?
What's that?
Everybody wants to know the nickname.
Oh, well, you know what? We just got off the line with her, too. Oh, I'm so sorry, Making Eight Maniacs. You're just going to have to wait on that one. Or you could always go back and listen to our archives. And, you know, yeah, that's right, and if you tell my nickname, you might just get in trouble. So
if I could remember it, I would say it.
You just shutty. We don't want to hear any of it, all right? So, anyways. We're not going to go there. Let's see. What else we got going on? You know what? Wrangler National Finals is coming up. I mean, it's right around the corner. We're only talking a couple weeks away. And what do you mean, tell us or no contest? I don't want to hear that stuff, Cody. And we're not even going there, buddy. You just keep it quiet. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Wrangler National Finals is right around the corner. I know that our good buddies, our counterparts, Five Star Unplugged and True Cowboy Radio are going to be out at the Tropicana doing lots of events out there. Is anybody planning on going out to the NFR? Let me see a show of hands. Wait a second. Okay, just raise your, I don't know, type on the keyboard, tell us that you're going to the NFR. I mean, come on, really. Hopefully you guys will be out there. If not, you guys are missing a lot. Really, it's going to be a lot of fun. I was out there last year during the NFR. We were covering the Thunder Echo games, and we had a great time out there. It was just so much fun to be able to hang out with all those guys out there at the NFR. If you guys have not had the opportunity to be out there, you need to get out there. And no, we're not going to give the nickname. We're moving on already. Come on now,
yeah,
really.
Haley says, "Tell us, or we're leaving."
Well, J-Light can leave. It'll be all good. Maybe it'll quiet down in there. Well, So anyways, yep, Five Star Unplugged is going to be at the Tropicana. Don't miss out. You know what, though? Our good friends, and we had not made mention of this, and I apologize to him. You know, world champion bull rider Gary LaFeu is going to be putting on his bucking ball out there. You talk about a great time. Now, that is going to be one heck of a big show. Gary LaFeu, world champion bull rider. Now, we were just out in Texas with this guy. He is a class act. You talk about bringing in some world champions. That guy has done it, and he's still doing it. We saw him out in Texas. He's going to be going, putting on a school in Oklahoma. So if you fans out there are looking to kind of fine-tune your skills, they're going to be having a bull riding and a bullfighting clinic out there. I believe the bullfighting slots are filled up, but the bull riding is still open. So you guys have a chance, great price to go out there and spend 3 days working with Gary, and I can promise you that if you apply yourself, you're going to win some money. And he's going to be putting on the bucking ball going on at the Gold Coast. It's going to be going on, I guess, right either before or after Donnie Gay has his show going on out there. It's going to be the NFR Nightly going on, or NFR Tonight that's going to be broadcasted. Donnie Gay is hosting that one, and then right afterwards, I believe Gary LaFeu's hosting the Bucking Ball, and they're going to have some great entertainers up there, Justin McBride being one of them. So do not miss out on the opportunity to go check them out there at the Gold Coast. It's going to be a great time. What else have we got going on? Shoot, I'm starting to run out of time. We're only about 18 minutes left. You know, we have not even given out the phone number. 646-915-9940. For you fans that want to jump on there and say hey to us, we'll be happy to take your calls. I have been slacking on Cowboy Logic all week. You guys have got to stay on top of me on that one. You guys have, I'm telling you, now don't let me forget to give you some Cowboy Logic for the day. Just wouldn't be a show without it. So, well, it probably would be, but it just wouldn't be the greatest of shows. So, well, you know what, Cody? Cowboy Logic is kind of like cowboy wisdom. So wouldn't you say they're about the same? So if I call it Cowboy Logic and you call it Cowboy Wisdom, wouldn't they go hand in hand? Oh, big news. Big news. Well, listen, I don't want to let on the big news until I have it confirmed, okay? But I will tell you this. You all might have an exclusive opportunity to watch Justin McBride every night from the Bucking Ball. Gary LaFeu's Bucking Ball at the NFR right here on MakingEight.com. What would you think about that? What would you think about if you can't make it to Vegas, being able to tune in and watch it live on MakingEight?
I thought you said you were just going to give a hint.
Well, I know, right? What's the poo-poo? I mean, come on,
I'm
really?
Not sure.
What? I'm lost now. What happened? Are we not excited about that? I mean, it's
no,
not just going to be Justin McBride. What's that? Oh, yeah, there is a couple wows. Well, I'll tell you what. Fans, it's like this. We've got to get a sponsorship for it. We're real close. We got to nail this thing down. You guys have got to let. If you guys have a business that would be willing to have their name promoted during the event live on MakingEight.com, it'll be archived. They can go back and listen to it. We're going to have Back on the Ranch show, or probably not a Back on the Ranch show because we're going to be in Vegas, but we will have our lunch hour rodeo shows. I just don't know what time those lunch hour rodeo shows will be over there, because if anybody has been to Vegas, you know that we don't sleep out there. There's a lot going on. As a matter of fact, Gary LaFeu's Bucking Ball, it starts at between 8 and 9 o'clock and goes until the cows come home. That's what's posted there. So there ain't no telling, but we will get to your some weekly shows. We will cover the NFR. We'll have some special guests lined up out there, and there will be a lot of them. So we need your help, though, fans. You listening, if you guys know of a business out there that would be interested in having their name promoted during these events all 10 days, tell them to get in contact with us. We can bring some advertisement for them. right out there in Las Vegas during the Wrangler National Finals. It would be a great opportunity. So you guys spread the word about us. Get some more Making Eight Maniacs on board with us, too. We got to have you all tuned in. I mean, this would be a great time. All 10 days covered. You guys can sit back with special guests. We'll do interviews, you know, but it's not 100% yet. So you guys have got to get behind us and help us out. We need it on a short notice. I mean, things have got to happen really quick. So got to help spread the word with us, you know. And you guys have done such a fantastic job helping us out. You know, I mean, I really can't ask for much more than you guys just being the maniacs that you are. Does that make sense? Does that make sense, Leah?
Yeah, it makes sense to me. But then again, people tell me I'm crazy all the time.
Well, we know, yeah, you are kind of crazy. Quiet crazy, though. That's what scares me.
If you only knew.
Exactly. I know. That's what I'm afraid of. Let's see. We got about 15 minutes left in the show here, fans. 646-915-9940. If you guys want to jump on here and tell us what you think. Tell us what's going on. Anybody see, I guess there was a Touring Pro event that happened this past weekend. Anybody know who won?
I went looking. There's nothing posted anywhere that I could find.
Oh, really? What's J-Lay talking about? There's a good joke somewhere, but he's leaving it alone.
Somebody lost their rope, and that's why they keep falling out of bed. I think Junior said that.
Oh. Well, Junior, no wonder, man. You can't hold your rope anytime. I'm surprised that you're able to hold on to it at all.
So are you going to do cowboy logic, or are you going to get off track again?
Well, no, we still got 15 minutes left in the show. We got to close out with cowboy logic. And I don't even have
okay.
The first bit of cowboy logic for the day. So you guys share with me some cowboy logic. Somebody get on the phone and give us a call so we can get some cowboy logic on here. 646-915-9940. Hey, we got a lunch hour show coming up tomorrow. What do you guys think? 12:30? Should we make it 12:30? 12:30 to 1:30? We're going to do it, all right? You guys get behind us now. Spread the word that the Lunch Hour Radio Show has been changed because we're not going to have enough time to go back and change it everywhere we've got it posted. Right, Leah?
You never know.
Okay. Well, you better get to work on that then. Because I know I won't because it's posted everywhere. But anyway, we're going to bump it up to 12:30, I think, for you fans out there, okay? We're going to give you an hour show, though, so if you guys missed the first part, you can always catch the second part. Sound like a pretty good deal? I think so. I think we're bargaining pretty well out there. We'll give you an hour show. No, wait a second here. We're getting word that Karen is going to miss tomorrow's show. Karen, what is going on, darling? You can't miss tomorrow's show now. That just wouldn't be right. Yes, Becky, I got your post there. It will be at 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. So what time is that over in California? 9:30, I believe.
You're going to make me change this everywhere because I have all the times listed.
Well, J-Lay's recommended that I leave it up for a day or two, leave it at 1 to give everybody time to change it over. I don't know. What do you think? Karen, I'm seeing sad faces here come up on the chat room, darling. I'm not happy. That's not a good thing. You know, we got to have our Making Eight Maniacs. It just wouldn't be a show without y'all, you know? No, Ann, I'm seeing your chat here come across that you want to give out my nickname. No, we're not going
to
discuss
Ann,
that now.
Hey, Ann, send it to me. I'll tell everybody.
No, you won't, Leah.
Yes, I will.
Oh, you won't? No, you won't be on my show no more. There's a good
thing
called
the hang-up
button. There's a good thing called the hang-up button. So.
I don't care. I have 3 sisters in this household. Do you know how many phone numbers I have?
Well, you know what, Karen? Karen just posted that the nickname will make her happy. Well, since she's going to miss our show tomorrow, guess what? We're going to give you our nickname tomorrow during the show. Ah, how about that? That sounds like a great idea, doesn't it?
Sounds like a good idea to me.
Okay. I think that's a great idea. We're going to give it out tomorrow. That's right. Tomorrow. 12:30.
Now, are you just saying this, or are you really going to do it?
No, I'll do it, really. What's the we are not? I don't... All right, you guys are losing me here. No, Ann, we're not doing this tonight. Ann, I'm telling you, you want to be on my show again there. You want to promote your sports medicine? You better not. I'm going to hold it against you. That's the luxury of being in control of the switchboard. I love it. No, don't you dare, Ann. I'm telling you. You know what? Either Mr. North Carolina Junior Jones just left a comment on here about why don't I tell everybody about the Gators getting their butt whooped, and that's not a pretty thing.
Hey, now, we don't talk about that.
No, you're right. We won't talk about that. See, Lee is a Gator fan, too, there, Mr. Junior North Carolina freaking Jones. You know, that's just not going to carry much weight. And my Bucks won pretty handily today. So, you know, that's a good thing to look forward to. Only got about 8 minutes left in the show here. We're going to try to wrap things up. Ann's asking if I'm afraid. Yes, I'm very afraid. I'm very afraid. If our Making Eight Maniacs get a hold of that nickname, we could have a lot of trouble. So, oh, you know, well, let's see. What do we have? Oh, man. I don't know. I'm at a loss. It's only an hour show, and I'm at a loss. I ran out of words, Leah.
I like Ann's idea. Everybody should guess.
You think everybody should guess?
Yeah,
no,
guess your nickname.
No, let's not. Let's not even try to guess my nickname. Now, I will tell you, I got an Indian name from Ross Hill, which turned out to be pretty daggone funny, too.
No, that's not the one we're talking about.
I know that's not the one y'all are talking about. But, see, I kind of like it. Actually, his girlfriend gave me a name, too, which I thought was even better. Let's see. I'm trying to read some of these posts that are coming up. Man, they're coming up so quick, can't hardly keep up with them. Oh, it looks like Cody's got some friends jumping on board here. I want to say hey to everybody that's tuning in for the first time. Welcome to the Back on the Ranch show right here on Making8.com. You guys make sure to get over and check out Making8 and all we have to offer there, too. We got some great things going on right there. Hopefully, if things go well, we might just have an opportunity to get to Vegas. Y'all tell your friends about us. Let everybody know what's going on. We'll sit back, talk some bull riding. We'll talk some roping. We're definitely going to talk some roping this Wednesday. Y'all are going to have to stay tuned to this feature that we're going to do on Wednesday. It's going to be a great show. We're going to do a regular lunch hour show, and then we're going to swing things over. We're going to do a live video broadcast. We're going to do a sit-down interview and then watch this cowboy get ready for the National Finals Rodeo. It's going to be really cool. Rosie? Jaylay, where does Rosie come from?
The View.
Oh, Lord have mercy. What? You know what? Oh, this is terrible. Y'all really think I'm Rosie? Come on now. Has anybody seen pictures of me? Do I look like I'm Rosie O'Donnell? I mean, come on. Let's get a grip, people.
Daylight says Rosie, if you don't tell them, they're just going to call you Rosie.
Well, that's all right, because I'll think of a couple names to call Jaylay.
Did you ever say the name Ross Hill gave you?
No, I didn't. How about Scooter? Yeah, I've been called that one once or twice there, Cody. I see the nicknames pouring in right now. Oh, it does fit. Now, that one came from my co-host. Leah, what are you doing chiming in on there?
I'm always chiming. Where have you been?
Uh-huh. I haven't seen you for a little bit in there anyways.
That's just because you missed it.
Now, wait a second, Junior. We got to keep that one off the record there, buddy. That's just not appropriate, man. We can't go around calling people that. It just wouldn't be a family show, man. You guys are wrong.
Funny,
no, it's really not. All right, Miss Ann, you're giving – all right, okay. Y'all really want to know what it is?
We got yes.
5 minutes left in the show. We got about 5 minutes left in the show. I'll tell you what. Make a deal with you.
Okay.
We got to get somebody to call in and give us some cowboy logic. So if you call in right now, 646-915-9940. We got to get one of our Making Eight Maniacs to call in the show. You call in the show and give us some good cowboy logic, I'll give you the nickname. I'm waiting. It got real quiet.
Well, I can't call him. I'm already on the phone.
Jaylay, I think you should call in and give us some cowboy logic. I think Jaylay should be the one that gives us the cowboy logic for the day.
Okay.
I do. I think it would be appropriate. Uh-oh, we got a caller on the line.
Yes.
Yeah, don't get so excited there, Leah. All right. 937, you're back on the ranch.
Hey, Scott, how you doing?
Good. Who's this?
No, come on, man. Who do you think?
No, I can't tell.
Oh, good Lord. Man, you're losing it tonight. It's Cody.
You're right. Cody?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Cody.
Just, wouldn't you know it was going to be me.
Yeah, I just figured it'd be you calling in. Ruining my day now. All right, what's your cowboy logic for the day?
All righty, let me see here. I actually got a couple of them. I was actually looking up some here on the internet.
We only got about 3 minutes left in the show, man, so make it snappy.
All righty. If it's a fence, mend it. If it's a dollar bill, spend it. If it's a... Oh, wait a minute, where'd it go? Here you go. If it's a load, truck it. If it's a punch, duck it. That makes sense?
That does it. Sounds like some good cowboy logic. I don't know if it's good enough for me to give out my nickname, though, man.
Oh,
yeah,
on.
I know. I was kind of in a hurry.
You made a deal. You didn't say it was on how good it was.
Oh, all right. Cody, hey, I appreciate the cowboy logic for the day, buddy. We'll talk to you, man. Have a good week this week going back to work.
Oh, yeah, we'll do, buddy. You too.
Make sure to check out the Lunch Hour Rodeo shows right here, too. You can always catch them on the replay, buddy. We'll be looking for you. Anyways. We got about 2 minutes left. I want to remind you.
Yeah, you better spell quick.
12:30 Eastern Standard Time tomorrow.
Hey, nickname.
Yes, ma'am. I'm getting to it, Leah. Don't worry. All right.
No, you're going to run out of time.
She called me the Cowboy Diva. All right?
There we go.
The Cowboy Diva. So there you have it. Scott, make an eight, Cowboy Diva. That would be my nickname. So, anyways, for all you Making Eight Maniacs out there, thank you for embarrassing me for the night. Certainly appreciate it. Had a great time with you, as always. Make sure to check us out on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. Don't forget Wednesday show coming up. It's going to be our first video broadcast, hopefully with the new cameras. And we're going to do a sit-down interview with Shane Hensey, one of the best in the world in tie-down roping. You're going to have a great time with him. So y'all stay tuned and enjoy. Make sure to check us out. Until next week, Leah, get a grip. We'll see you then.
This is Wrangler National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
Listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
God. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
lunch with God.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Step off and pick up your chair.